station in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Bava Kama Daf Lamid Beis. We're learning today for a number of people. We're learning Leilui Nishmas Blanche Rubin, Bela Bas Moshe, Aaron Rubinfeld, Aharon Aryeh Ben Kudosh Yaakov, Ruth Atensasser, Rachel Bashmuel, and also Leilui Nishmas Gerald Porat's mother. He's one of our regular listeners from Eretz Yisrael, from Nevei Daniel, Hana Poras Aleha Shalom, Chana Bas Yitzchak Yaakov, and Sarah Tzipa. That is her fourth yard site. We learn Leilui Nishmas, all of these wonderful people. We're also continuing to learn, of course, for the Chayalim, the Kohos HaBitachon, the Shotrim, the EMTs, all of them that are putting themselves in harm's way to save Klai Yisrael, Be'ezus Hashem. They should be safe, they should be successful, they should free the rest of the hostages. Baruch Hashem, we should continue to see every day more and more hostages saved, healthy, and well, back to Eretz Yisrael. And all those Nebuch, need of Refuah Shleima, should have one, and Nebuch, those in need of Nechama, should be Menucham from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, we pick up in the Gemara, already halfway down the Daf, Lamed Beis Amud Aleph. At the two dots, there are two lines into the wider lines. And we quote the Mishnah, Hoya Baal Korah Risha V'chule. We had this detailed discussion of the Mishnah yesterday. We have the people walking, and one damages the other. And we're now going to learn try to proof to Reish Lakish's statement from our Mishnah. We'll see in a moment what part of the Mishnah. I'm Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish tells us the following case, which we had previously. Shtei paros b'rishus harabim. You have two cows that are walking in the shus harabim, and then one of them squats down. Achas revutza. It bends down, it sits down, it crouches down, and the other one is walking. Achas mehalechas. And of course, there's going to be a sechsuch between these two cows. So what happens? If ba'atom mehalechas b'revutza, if the one that is walking, which has a right to walk in the shus harabim, passes by this cow that is squatting down and gives it a zetz, gives it a kick, ba'atom mehalechas, the one that's walking, goes and gives a zetz to Revutza and damages the Revutza, the one that's crouching down, so then Petura. In this situation, the owner of the Mehalechas is not chayav to pay for the damages, because the Revutza, as we said previously, is doing a shino, he's doing something that it's not permitted to do, just squat and crouch down in the middle of the Shus HaRabim. So therefore, any damage is done to it, it's its own fault, so to say, and therefore, the one who's walking, the owner of the cow who's walking, is not hired to go and pay for the damages done to the Revutza, because the walking cow kicked the Revutza. But the other way around, however, Revutza, if the one that's crouching down gives a zetz, gives a kick to the Mahalachas, Revutza by Mahalachas, so then the owner of the Revutza has to go pay for the damages that the Revutza caused to the Mahalachas. Chayevus. Okay, now, that's the statement the Reish Lakish taught us, and we want to bring a raya to Reish Lakish from our Mishnah. So which part of the Mishnah? We'll have two attempts, first from the beginning part, then from the end part. So let us first suggest, Lema Messiah, let us suggest that there's a raya to Reish Lakish's din here from our Mishnah, where it says, Hoya Baal Korah Rishon Ubal Chavis Achron. The case of the Mishnah was that you had the owner of a beam walking first, and the owner of a barrel, of a chavis, of some pottery, that was walking afterwards. And you know, of course, what's going to happen. The injury occurs that the beam breaks the pottery. But here, what happened was that the owner of the pottery walked too fast. He was walking faster than he was allowed to. He caught up to the beam. The guy with the beam was walking normally, which he has a right to do in the Shus HaRabim with his Korah, and he breaks the barrel because the guy with the barrel is walking too fast. So Nishbru Chavis Bakorah, in that situation, because the person carrying the barrel was walking too fast and erred in terms of causing the destruction of his barrel, so then Potter, the owner of the beam, is Potter in that situation, doesn't have to pay for the barrel. However, in Aman Baal Korah, if the person walking first with the beam suddenly stopped and didn't warn the person behind him, and then the person behind him keeps on walking as he has a right to do with his barrel, and he runs into the beam and breaks his barrel, then Chayav, then the owner of the beam, because he stopped short. He was the one that was Mishana, and therefore, in that situation, the Baal Korah would be Chayav to pay for the Chavis damage. Now, how is this a raya to Reish Lakish? More wants to suggest the hacha v'chirivutza b'mehaleches dami. This is analogous to the case where the revutza goes and gives a zetz to the mehaleches, which we said in that situation is chayevis b'ktani chayev. So therefore, likewise here too, since the person who was carrying the beam suddenly stopped, so he did something mishuna, he caused damage to the chavis, and therefore he's chayiv. So let us say that the case with the revutza, with the malachas, is analogous to this case over here, with the Baal Korah stopping short and the Baal Chavis banging into him. Gemara questions this and says, really? You really think that's the case? The Tizbara? Ha, Sayah, Baya. Does that really prove what Reish Lakish is saying? In fact, Pumfa Kert. Are you really telling me that this is showing me like the case of the Revutza b'Maleches and Chayeves? No, Pumfa Kert, it's the opposite. Lo Mistayla, not only is it not approved, the Lo Misaye, Ela Miksha Nami Kasha, but it's actually a Kasha on this Shita. How is it a Kasha? Because Taima Debata, Reish Lakish says the reason why you're Chayev in this situation with the Revutza on the Maleches is because it gave it a Zetz. Tama Debata, the Revutza kicked the Maleches. However, if it didn't kick the Maaleches, but it just caused damage to the Maaleches because it was crouching there and the Maaleches tripped over it, Hohusko Mimela, it just hurt itself because it tripped on the Revutza. As Rashi says, Maaleches b'Revutza, the Maaleches is walking and it trips over the Revutza, and then the Maaleches is damaged. In fact, Potur, as Rashi says, Ptura, because but our Mishnah had said that you would be chayev. When the person stops with the beam and then the other person is just walking, so in that situation we said that the Baal Chavetz is chayev. But actually, from what Reish Lakish said, it only implies that if it was be'uta, if it was kicking, that you would be chayev. But if it was just memela, it was just crouching, and the other animal was damaged because it tripped on it, you wouldn't be chayev. So in fact, the Mishnah is a kasha on Reish Lakish. Not only doesn't it support Reish Lakish, it's actually a kasha on Reish Lakish. So when it says, no, it's not really a kasha Reish Lakish, masnisin, because our Mishnah is talking about the paskali urcha kishilda, because there was no other way to go around this beam. The beam was lying across the road. We said it was like a shoulder. It was like a carcass that was lying across the whole road in its width. So therefore, the owner of the barrel had no alternative way to go. And therefore, when he trips or breaks the barrel because of the beam, so therefore the barrel is broken because of the beam. And that's why you're chayev. However, with the animal that was mahaleches, who said it had to walk right on top of the revutza? Hocha kigon dirava b'chad gisa. The animal is revutza. It's crouched down, it's squatting down on one side of the Rishus HaRabim. No, if you're walking with your animal, walk around it. Go around it. As Rashi says, Hilkoch Taima Deboata. That's why the damage is only there if it gives it a zetz. Abu Mimela Pata, because it was another way to go. So therefore, the two cases aren't contradictory to each other, and the Mishnah doesn't pose a kasha on Reish Lakish, albeit it doesn't support Reish Lakish. Who says, well, let another part of the Mishnah support Reish Lakish. Elosei for the Masnis, at the end of the Mishnah, let us say that that is Messiah Leila Reish Lakish. That supports Reish Lakish. Why? Because, Diktani, it says in the end of the Mishnah, Hoya Baal Chavis Rishon, if the Baal Chavis was walking first, and the Baal Korah comes after him, and he hurries up and walks too fast, and therefore his Korah breaks the pottery, the Chavis of the first person, in that situation, Nishbro Chavis, but Korah Chayev. The Baal Korah is chayev in that situation to pay for the Chavis. Now, the Amad Baal Chavis, however, if it was the Baal Chavis that stopped short, and it wasn't that the second person, the Baal Korah, was walking too fast, if the Baal Chavis stopped short, so then Potter. Now, how is this a raya to Reish Lakish? The ha-ha-ha, this is analogous to the Kimahaleches, the Revutza Dami. This is analogous to the situation where the animal that is walking, which has the right to walk in the Shusar Abim, goes and hits the Revutza, and in that situation we said the Mahaleches is Potter. So here too, the person with the beam, the Baal Korah, is Potter because it was the other one that stopped short. The Baal Chavis stopped short. So let us say this is a Raya to Reish Lakish. Where it says, no, you can't bring a Saraya from here as well. Mas Nisin Dichi Orche Komaski, because the Mishnah is talking about that the Baal Korah is walking normally. So actually says, the Komaske Baal Korah Ki Orche. He's walking normally, and therefore, it doesn't make any sense that he should be chayev. He's walking normally. He has the right to walk in the Shusar Abim. And as Rashi points out, ain't kan shinoi. There's nothing that he has done abnormal. Hilkach Potter. That's why he's Potter. However, Avo Mehaleches, Rashi continues, Sheboato B'Revutza, if the one that's walking gives a zetz to the Revutza, to the one that's crouching, so then Shinso Ez Darka, she is doing something different. The Emeloch the Chayevis. And I would say in that situation, you could argue that he should be chayev. So Hocha Omrolei, so here Reish Lakish is telling us that the Revutza, the owner of the Revutza, can say to the Maaleches, the owner of the Maaleches, Nihi Dislok Rishus L'Saguya Lai. Yes, you have the right to go and step on my animal if I'm in your way. However, L'Va'utebi, did you have a right to go give me a zetz? Let's Lok Rishus. That you had no right to do, and therefore you shouldn't be Potter in that situation. And therefore, the Mishnah is not going to be a raya to Reish Lakish. One could argue that the two cases are different, and that in the case of the Mahaleches giving a zetz to the Revutza, you should be chayiv. It's only if the Mahaleches is walking normally and hurts the Revutza, then you could say that the Mahaleches is potter. But not if the Mahaleches goes and gives a zetz to the Revutza. So therefore, we can't bring a raya to Reish Lakish from either the beginning of the Mishnah or the end of the Mishnah. Okay, next nishma. Shnayim shahayu mahalchim yishus harabim. You have two people walking in the yishus harabim. Echad rotz ve'echad mahalich. One of them is running, and the other one is walking. Oh, shahayu shnayim rotz. Well, both of them are running. Again, running in the yishus harabim is not a normal thing to do. But yet, in this situation, v'hiziku ze'ezeh, if they cause damage to each other, shnayim turim. Both of them are not going to be chayiv for the damages they caused to the other one. Now, this is a little bit enigmatic, so let's see what the Gemara is talking about. Mishnah says you're potter when you're running and causing damage. So Masnis and Deloki Isa ben Yehuda, the Gemara says, our Mishnah doesn't seem to be in accord with the opinion of Isa ben Yehuda. What was that? Because the Tanya, we learn the following brisa. Isa ben Yehuda Omer, Isa ben Yehuda tells us, Rats, if a person is running in the Shusar Rabban, which is not Orche, that's not a normal thing to do, he's going to be chayiv for any damages he caused, again, Mipnei Shehu Mishune, because he's the one that's changing around. You're allowed to walk in the Shusar Rabban, but you don't have the right to run in the Shusar Rabban. However, Umo de Isi, Isi ben Yehuda admits, if you were running Be'erev Shabbos, Ben HaShmashos, if you're running right before Shabbos starts, in the Ben HaShmashos period of time, when it's about to turn to Shabbos, Shu Potter. In that situation, if you're running and you cause damage, you would be Potter. Why? Mipnei Shirotz B'Rishos. At that point in time, you have the right to run, as the Gemara will explain. Now, therefore, let us assume that our Mishnah doesn't go in accord with Isa ben Yehuda, because Isa ben Yehuda says that if you're running, normally you're going to be chayev. Rots chayev in Eshu Mishune, whereas our Mishnah seems to say shneim pturim. So our Mishnah doesn't seem to go in accord with the opinion of Isa ben Yehuda. Okay, let's assume that. But then we have Amar Rav Yochanan, halacha ki Isa ben Yehuda. Then along comes Rav Yochanan, and he says that we paskin like this opinion of Isa ben Yehuda, that if you're running because you're Mishune, you're doing something unusual, you're going to be chayev for any damages you cause. But this is problematic because Rav Yochanan is passing like this brisa of Isi ben Yehuda, and if we're saying that our Mishnah is not Isi ben Yehuda, our Mishnah is a Stam Mishnah. And therefore, we have the famous rule of Rav Yochanan that we always pass like a Stam Mishnah. So the Gemara says, how could Rav Yochanan pass like Isi ben Yehuda and go against the Stam Mishnah? Umi Amar Rav Yochanan Hochi. Could Rav Yochanan have possibly said that Halacha is like Isi ben Yehuda? Because after all, Rav Yochanan is famous throughout Shas. So Amar Rav Yochanan Halacha is Stam Mishnah. Rav Yochanan is the progenitor of the idea that we always follow and pass like a Stam Mishnah when Rebbe specifically didn't put in the authorship of the Mishnah. So that's Rebbe's way of telling us he wants us to pass in this way. And Rabbi Yochanan said this, halachic is Stam Mishnah, and therefore ours is a Stam Mishnah over here. It's not Echad Rotz, Echad Mahalech, or Shneim Rotzin, Peturin. Our Mishnah said in this situation, Shneim Peturin. So how can you tell me Rabbi Yochanan passes like Isa ben Yehuda, who says the Rotz is Chayim, when he also passes like our Mishnah, who says that the Rotz is Potter? So the Gemara now changes and said, no, our Mishnah is in fact in accord with Isa ben Yehuda, and therefore there's no problem in Rabbi Yochanan passing like Isa ben Yehuda and passing like a Stam Mishnah. Because our Mishnah, even though it doesn't specifically state so, Masnisin the Erev Shabbos ben Hashmashos Kitani, our Mishnah is actually referring to the running here, is talking about Erev Shabbos ben Hashmashos, right before Shabbos starts, when one has the right to run in the public area, in the Rishus HaRabim. Now, how do we know that that's true, Mimai? Because, Midiktani, it said, oh, Shahayu Shneim Rotzin, Turin. It said, or if they're both running, they're going to each be parted from the damages. Now, Hasu Lomeli, why did it have to tell us that? This additional statement that if both of them are running, you're potter. After all, Hashta Echad Rotz V'Echad Mahalik Potter. If only one of them is running, we still say that he's potter. So the one that was walking regularly didn't do anything wrong, and yet the one who's running is potter if he causes him damages. So certainly, Shneim Rotzin Mibayi, would you have to tell me that if both of them are running, they're potter from damages? Ella, therefore, what's it teaching us? Ella Hochikamai. This is the way you have to understand the Mishnah. It's actually missing certain facts, and this is the way you have to understand the Mishnah. The Mishnah tells us, Echad Rotz V'Echad Mahalik Potter. Even if one person is running and the other person is walking regularly, the person who's running, if he causes damage, is going to be Potter. Now, under what circumstances are we talking about? In Antvar Amurim, this is only talking about Erev Shabbos Ben HaShmashos. This is only when you have a right to run in the Rishus HaRabim. The only time you have a right to run in the Rishus HaRabim is right before Shabbos. Avo Bechol, but on a regular weekday, on a regular non-day HaShmashos, Erev Shabbos, in that situation, Echad Rotz V'Echad Mahalech Chayav, like Isa ben Yehuda said. In that situation, when you don't have permission to run, so if you cause damage while you're running, you're going to be liable for the damages that you cause. So when one person is running, one person is walking regularly, and the running person causes damages to the walking person, Chayav, you would in fact be Chayav. And Shneim Rotzim, But if both of them are running, both of them are mishane, both of them are doing something abnormal, so each one, therefore, is going to be potter for the damages that they caused to the other one, because both of them are culpable, and therefore, neither one has to pay. Shneim rotzen, afilu b'chol, even if it's a weekday, not Erev Shabbos, even on a weekday, if they're both running, then p'turim. Because both of them are doing something that is incorrect. Now, Amar Mar, and we brought down from the Braisa that Isav and Yehuda admits that if it's Erev Shabbos ben Shmashos, that you would be potter. Why? Because in that situation, because you're running then with permission. In other words, you have the right to run Erev Shabbos ben Shmashos because there's lots of things that need to be done. No, Erev Shabbos, my Birshus Iko. Why on Erev Shabbos ben Shmashos, right before Shabbos starts, is there permission to run? What are you doing at that point in time? So this is going in accord to the Rabbi Chanina. Isav ben Yehuda is telling us this din that you have permission to run in Erev Shabbos is in accord with the din of Rabbi Chanina. What did Rabbi Chanina say? Dem Rabbi Chanina, we turn to Amid Beis, Amid Beis. Bo, you have to go and run. V'neitze likras kala malkusa. And others say, Yarmay law, likras Shabbos kala malkusa. This is what we say in L'chododi, that you have to run to go and greet the Shabbos. In other words, there are things that you have to do at the last moment, so you have the right to go and run to make sure that you're there on time. Because, as Rashi says, you have to go greet the king, you have to greet the Shabbos queen, you have to go and take care of these things right before Shabbos. So therefore, everybody knows people are going to be running then in the Shusarabim. So therefore, you have to be careful and not allow yourself to be damaged. And therefore, this guy has a right to run Erev Shabbos Ben Shmoshos in the Shusarabim. And therefore, that is what Isav ben Yehuda is saying, like this statement of Rabbi Chanina. And in fact, Rabbi Yannai, what would he do Erev Shabbos Ben Shmoshos Misate? He would go and put on his Shabbos Begadim, and he would have his talis over his head, and he would v'kai, and he would stand. The Shor Mitzvah of Halacha brings down from here, this is the minhag, to stand for L'chadodi is based upon this Gemara, that Rabbi Yannai Misate v'kai, and he would stand, and he would say, V'omar bo'i chala, bo'i chala, let the Shabbos come, let the bride of Shabbos come, let the bride of Shabbos come. And this is what we are referring to over here, that you have a right to, quote, run on Erev Shabbos, Ben HaShmashos. That's when you have Rishus, and therefore, everybody would agree. Even Isav ben Yehuda would agree. At that point in time, you wouldn't be chayev if you damage somebody, because this is now called Urche. Now you're running in the normal way at this point in time, as opposed to the rest of the week. If you're running, you don't have a right to do so, and if you cause damage, you'd be chayev. And there's no machlokas between the Mishnah and Isav ben Yehuda. Okay, very good. Now let's go on to the next Mishnah. Next Mishnah tells us, HaMevake B'Rishus HaRabim V'Hizik B'Rishus HaYochid. Now, the order that we have, the Bach says to switch it around. I'll read it with the order that we have, but the Gemara's question will assume that this is actually the second statement in the Mishnah, and that's why the Gemara, the way the phraseology of the Gemara is questioning it, that's why the Bach switches it around. But you can understand it perfectly. If you didn't get what I just said, don't worry about it. We'll just read it the way we have it, and you'll get all the questions and answers with no problem anyway. So HaMevake, Rashi says you're chopping wood. Birshus Harabim. Person chopping wood in the Birshus Harabim. And some of the chips fly off. V'hizik Birshus HaYochid. And either the axe itself flies off or the pieces of wood that you're chopping fly off and they damage somebody in the Birshus HaYochid. So in this situation, you're going to be chayev. Likewise, Birshus HaYochid, if you're chopping in the Birshus HaYochid, V'hizik Birshus Harabim. You're chopping in your Rishus HaYochid, and you damage somebody who's walking by in the Rishus HaRabim, in this situation, you're also going to be chayiv. And likewise, Rishus HaYochid, if you're chopping in your Rishus HaYochid, V'hizik, Rishus HaYochid Acher, and you go and damage somebody in a different Rishus HaYochid, not in your Rishus HaYochid, but the chips go flying, the axe goes flying, and damages somebody in a different Rishus HaYochid, in all of these cases, chayiv. The one who's chopping the wood is going to be chayiv. Whether he did it from Rishus HaRabim into Rishus HaYochid, from Rishus HaYochid into Rishus HaRabim, or from one Rishus HaYochid into another Rishus HaYochid, in all three cases, you're going to be chayiv. And the Gemara asks, why do you have to tell me all three cases? Why couldn't you just learn it out from one of them? So one says, Utsricha, you need all three cases. And here's where the Gemara gives us the second case first, and that's why the Bach switched around the order in the Mishnah. In any event, the Gemara says, you need all three cases, because if you only taught us the Itana, if you only taught the case of HaMavake B'Rishus HaYochid, V'Hizik B'Rishus HaRabim, if you only taught me the case where the guy's chopping wood in his own backyard, and some of the chips fly off, the axe flies off, and damages somebody in the Rishus HaRabim, so then I would have said, you know why you chayiv in that situation? Mishum d'shchichei rabim, because you should realize that there's a Rishus HaRabim right there, and that people walking in the Rishus HaRabim all the time. And therefore, you should have been more careful. You should have watched to make sure that nothing flies off. You should put up a fence. You should have put up some protective barrier to make sure that your chips don't fly off, that the axe doesn't fly off, and damage somebody in the Rishus HaRabim, because there's going to be people walking in the Rishus HaRabim. Mishum d'shchichei rabim. That's why you would be chayiv. But the other way around, when you're chopping wood in the Rishus HaRabim, and the chips fly off, the axe flies off, and hurts somebody in Rishus HaYachid. The lo shlichei rabim. In Rishus HaYachid, there aren't a lot of people walking over there, and therefore you could have argued maybe that you shouldn't be chayv in that situation because it's very unlikely that somebody's going to be walking over there saying, well, I might have thought you shouldn't be chayv in that situation. Therefore, kamash one, you have to tell me that situation where you're chopping in Rishus HaRabim and it flies off in Rishus HaYachid, that you're chayv. No, so just tell me that situation. If you only taught me Mishus HaRabim, Mishus HaYachid, that you're chayiv, if you only taught me the case where the guy's chopping Mishus HaRabim and he's chayiv for damaging, hurting somebody in Mishus HaYachid, if you only taught me that case, I would have said, Mishum Demei Kara, Shalom Mishus HaRabim. What gave you the right to go chop in Mishus HaRabim? That's a public area. Of course you can't go chop over there. So if you chopped over there, you're basically doing something wrong. And therefore, if you damage somebody in Mishus HaYachid, you're going to be chayiv. But the other way around, which is your backyard. You're allowed to go chop wood in your backyard, even though it's right next to Rishus HaRabim. So even though your Rishus HaYachid goes and is adjacent to Rishus HaRabim, and you hurt somebody in Rishus HaRabim, you might have said, since you were chopping in your backyard, in your area, you had the right to go chop over there. You might have said, listen, if somebody unfortunately gets hurt in Rishus HaRabim, aim alone, maybe you wouldn't be chayiv. And therefore, kamash one, you have to tell me those two cases. So we need the first case and the second case, because each of them has a chiddush that the other one doesn't have. From the Rishus HaRabim into the Rishus HaYachid, you would say, there aren't a lot of people walking in the Rishus HaYachid, maybe you shouldn't be chayiv. And from the Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaRabim, well, I had the right to be in the Rishus HaYachid and chop, so maybe I'm not chayiv for damaging the Rishus HaRabim. Therefore, kamash one, you need me both cases. No, if you just told me those two cases, if you only tell me the case of Shusha Yachid and Shusha Rabbim, Shusha Yachid, so those cases I would have said, Yachayev. Either because there are a lot of people walking in the Shusha Rabbim, or because, or because you didn't have the right to go chop in the Shusha Rabbim. So that's why each of those two cases is Chayev. But but if you're chopping in your Rishus HaYachid, so now we've gotten rid of the excuse, Mishum Dishol Rishus, you have the right to go chop in your own backyard. And we get rid of by saying you damage somebody else in Rishus HaYachid Acher, which is not Shlichei Derabim. So therefore, in this situation, Avim Rishus HaYachid Acher, the Lo Shlichei Rabim Umeyakar Rishus, since both of those two factors, the fact that there aren't a lot of people over there, and the fact that you had the right to go chop, now take effect, and therefore, you might have said, in that situation, Eim Olo, that you shouldn't be Chayev, therefore, Kamash Lung Sricho, you need the third case to tell us, even when you're chopping in Rishus HaYachid, and you damage somebody in a different Rishus HaYachid, you are going to be Chayev. Oh, so we need all three cases in the Mishnah. Now, I learned the following b'ayis of Tanur Rabbanon, Hanichnos Lechanuso Shel Nagor, Shelo Rishus. If a person walks into the store of a Nagor is a carpenter, so he's obviously chopping wood all the time, and a person goes in there, Shelo Rishus. What does it mean, Shelo Rishus? So Rashi tells us that in this situation, it means that he didn't have permission to be there, albeit he knew that he was there. So the guy wasn't given permission to come in, but the carpenter sees that there's a guy in his store. And then the nitzo bakas, as he's the carpenter's chopping some wood or shaving some wood to make it the right size and shape, whatever he's doing as a carpenter. And as he's chopping the wood, some of it flies off. The nitzo bakas, a piece of wood flies off. The tofcha alpana, and it goes and gives the guy who's in the store without permission, but the carpenter was aware that he was there, and it hits him in the face, the tovcha alpana, umes, and nebuch, he dies, so potter. In this situation, this b'risa says that the carpenter, the nagar, would be potter from going into galus. Now, the im nichnas birishus, if he were to go and have permission to be there, however, the im nichnas birishus, the carpenter said, sure, come on in, so then chayiv, if you went and chopped the wood and a block flew off and Nebuch killed this guy, the b'risa says you would be chayiv. Now, what does it mean? My chayiv. What are you chayiv for? So it sounds like you should be chayiv to go into galus. But the b'risa says no. Amar Rav Yosi bar Chanina. Rav Yosi bar Chanina tells us you would be chayiv b'arbo advarim upotim galus. Now, Tosus points out that we shouldn't say the word mace in this situation. The top Tosus says lo garsino no mace because the Halmuki law leading arbo advarim. Because if we're talking about damages, so if you did have to go to galus, so then if the guy died, so then we wouldn't be talking about a din of arba dvarim if the guy died. So Tosa says, don't goris the word mace. Rashi is goris the word mace, but Rashi says there are two scenarios over here. If the guy dies, then we're dealing with galus. If the guy doesn't die, we're only dealing with damages. So then that's what we're talking about, what damages you have to pay. So now back again to the Gemara. My chayev, what does it mean when we say that you're chayev? So Rav Yosi b'Chanina tells us it means you're chayev b'arba dvarim. Now, normally when we say arba dvarim, we mean besides the nezek, tsar, ripu, shevis, and boshes. But here it literally means arba dvarim because nezek is one, tsar is two, ripu is three, shevis is four, and boshes Moshe you don't pay for in this situation, because as we pointed out previously, Moshe is the only play if you were miskaven, if you intended to embarrass the guy. So here, when it says arba dvar, it means nezik, tsar, ripui, and sheves, not including boshes. So Rav Yosef Chanim says, when the Braisa says yechayiv, when the guy had permission to be there, yechayiv for these types of four damages, upot migalus, but you would not be chayiv to galus if, in fact, you killed the guy. Why? Lefi she'ein dome liyar, because this is not exactly the same case as what the Chumash talks about if two people are in a forest, where if you then go and kill the person accidentally in a downward motion, that you chayiv to go to Golus. Because this is not analogous to the case of the Yar. Yar, zeh lirishuso nichnos, v'zeh lirishuso nichnos. In terms of the forest, in terms of the Yar, each one is allowed to go over there. Zeh lirishus chaveru nichnos. But here, in this situation, the person who went into the carpenter's lot, into his store, he didn't have the right to go there. Albeit he was given permission, but it's not called his yard. It's not called his area that he can go to. And therefore, it's different than the case of the Yar. And that's why you'll be putter. You can't go and compare it to the case of the Yar. That is the first understanding that we have of this brisa in the name of Rav Yosi Bar Chanina. Now, Rava disagrees. Amar Rava says it's a Kavah Homer. What are you talking about? From Yar, we should learn that absolutely you should have to go into Golus. Because Uma Yar Zeh, each of them entered there without having to ask permission from somebody else. They each have the right to go over there. So it's as if you had permission to go in there from the other person, because everybody knows it could be other people over there. And that's why if Rahman al-Islam, you went and killed somebody accidentally in a downward motion, that you would be going into Golus. You have to go to Ari Miklat. So certainly, it's a Kavah Homer, Rabbi says, that in the case of the Chonus, you basically got permission. He said, can I please come into your store? I want to look around and see what you have. And the guy says, sure, I'm chopping wood. And no problem, come on in. So, lo koshikane, in that situation, you had expressed permission, not just a presumption of permission to go there. You had expressed permission to go there. So certainly, you should be chayav galus in this situation. So therefore, Rava says, Rav Yosi Rechanina, you're incorrect in saying that you're potter migolus. Elo amar Rava, Rava says, when it means potter, my potter migolus, the lo sagi labor golus. It's not that you're potter from golus because this is not a case of hoeg bishkaga. It's karov lemezid. That's why. Behind the time of Rav Yosi Rechanina, mishum dahari le shoge karov lemezid. The reason why Rav Yosi Rechanina said that you're potter from golus isn't because it's not analogous to the case of the Yar. It's so much better even than the case of Yar. You should have realized that there's a high likelihood that a piece of wood is going to fly off and kill somebody that Nebuchadnezzar in the work area, right? So therefore, it's karv l'mezid, and that's why Gullus isn't, quote, good enough for you. You really almost intentionally killed this guy. Obviously, you didn't intentionally kill him. You wouldn't be chayav mises based him, but you're not going to get away, quote, with just going into Gullus, because this is a shogeg karov l'mezid, and a shogeg karov l'mezid is not good enough to give you Gullus. You're going to have to get a better atonement than that. As Rashi says, the boy lele unit, you should have realized the potential trouble that you were causing, and therefore you're held accountable, and Gullus alone is not going to be good enough for you. However, Rav himself says, I disagree with this understanding that Rav Yosi Rechanina, now when he says potter, that he means that it's shogei karv lemezid, and that's why you're potter. And Masiv Rav, but Rav says, no. Look at the following Mishnah. There's a Mishnah in Malkus. The Mishnah tells us what happens if the person that's assigned by the Basin to give Malkus. We know that you get 39 Malkus lashes, but if they evaluate the person and they say he's not capable of getting all 39 Malkus in a situation with Chayv Malkus, the Araisa, so then we give him in groups of three. So you assess him how many he can take, and let's say they assess that he can take 21 Malkus. So then only allowed to give him 21. If you give him 22, you're not doing correctly. So if they assess that, let's say he could only get 21 Malkus, more than that, he would die, or he would be hurt too badly. So therefore, so the Basin is evaluating him only to get 21 Malkus rather than the 39 Malkus. So what happens if the Shaliach, who's giving the Malkus, hosif lo ritzua achas? He, by accident, gave 22 lashes instead of 21 lashes in our case, umeis, and the guy did die. Basin was very correct in evaluating that he could tolerate 21, but wouldn't tolerate 22. And Nebuch, when he gave him the 22nd lash, the person acting on behalf of Basin gave that extra lash, however, so then, hareze gola yodo. So he is chayav to go into Golis because he accidentally killed in this situation. Now, that's what the Mishnah Makkah says. Now, here, clearly, v'ha'ha'ha, the shogi karv l'mezid hu, why is this not also called shogi karv l'mezid? He knew that the Basin said, the guy can only tolerate 21. 22 might kill him. and then he gave 22 without being careful. So this is also shogi karl lemezid. So why do we not say over here that he doesn't go into galus? The boy asukia daite the maisi inshe bechad ritzua. He should have been extra careful that he knew. Basin said not 39 over here. Basin said 21. That means not 22, not 23. It means exactly only 21. So he should have been extra careful, and therefore it should be shogi karl lemezid. Nevertheless, v'katani harezi gola. So just like in the Mishnah Makas, it says nevertheless he still goes into golas. So to over here, Yosi Rechanina should have said it's even though it may be shogi karl lemezid, he should go into golas because after all, this is a case of killing b'shogeg, albeit it's karv l'mezid, but karv l'mezid, we see for the Mishnah Makas, also goes into galus. So Gemara says, no, that's not a kasha, because Amar Rav Shimi min Nardoi, Rav Shimi, who came from the city of Nardoi, said, no, he made a mistake, d'toyi b'minyana. The guy didn't say, oh, I'm giving him 22, even though I'm only supposed to give him 21. He thought he was only giving him 21. He miscounted. The guy giving the zetzes, the guy giving the malchus, made a mistake in the count. That's what Rav Shimi min Nardoi answered. When Rava heard this answer, however, Tofach le Rava b'sandole. So Rashi has two interpretations over here. Either number one, that when Rav Shimi from Nardoi said this teretz, so the Rav Shimi, he called al sandlo, that he hit Rav Shimi on his sandal. In other words, he was tapping him to say, listen, you did something wrong. Or Lishnachrina bought the sandlo to Rav Shimi. Or that Rava took his sandal and gave Rav Shimi a symbolic zetz with his sandal and said, what are you talking about? Amalei, Rava tells Rav Shimi, he says, Atuhu money is the guy that's giving the lashes, the one that counts? That's not the way it works. But Tani, we learned in a braisa, Godol Shebidayonin Kore, when the basin passes, this guy gets malchus. So they go and strap him down and they start to give him malchus, and who counts? So the head of the basin, the head of the Sanhedrin, says, number one, Zasheni Mone. And another person then counts, number one. And they give the lashes, Vashlisho Merikeyu. And the third person of the basin says, give him a zetz. So the Rosh basin says, give him a zetz, number one. The second one counts, one. And the third one says, give him a zetz. So therefore, they're counting. How could the person who's giving the zetzin make the mistake? So therefore, Rava tells Rav Shimi min Ardai, what you're saying is impossible. So all right, so Elo, Om Rav Shimi min Ardai. So Rav Shimi who comes from Ardai said, the Torah Dayana Gufe. The Dayan made the mistake. He miscounted. He, you know, just like when we have the Maisa Behema going through the corral, he could somehow make a mistake. So too over here, he's counting to 21, and he counts 18 twice. And therefore, when he gives the, what he counts as number 21, it really was number 22. So that's what Rav Shimi ben Ardoi says. Mora says, that can't be. Meisve, Hazorik and Sa'ev, Lushus Arabim, Vaharak. What happens if somebody throws a rock into Lushus Arabim and he kills somebody? So, Harez Agola. So this is called killing Bishogi. Now, the ha-ha-ha, the shogi karv lemezidu. This is also pretty likely that someone's going to die. You throw a rock into a crowd of Rishus Arabim. So even though you didn't intend for one person, there are people walking there all the time. So this is a shogi karv lemezid. And nevertheless, we go and give him golos. The boy le'asuki adaite the Rishus Arabim shlichi inshe. He should have realized that there are possibly a lot of people walking in Rishus Arabim. And nevertheless, Tony, I raise a golos. So here we still have a kasha. How can you tell me shogi karv lemezid that in fact is not going to be Chayiv Golas? Here you see that it is Chayiv Golas. So Kasha, again, on this opinion of Yosi Bar Chanina, who says that Shogi Karl Mezid, you're Potter. Here you see clearly that you're Chayiv. So here too, Amr of Shmuel Bar Yitzchok, Besoser es Koslo. We're dealing over here with a person not just throwing rocks into the Shusar Rabin, we're dealing here with somebody that was taking down his wall. And in the process of taking down his wall, so some of the stones fell into the Shusar Rabin, or he tossed them into the Shusar Rabin, and that's how it killed somebody. And this, therefore, is really a case of not Shogi Karl Lemezid. This is a real case of Shogi. But, as Yosef Ruchanina says, if it was a Shogi Karl Lemezid, you would in fact be Potter. So when the guy has permission to go into the carpenter's store, and the carpenter then continues to chop wood, and a block flies off and kills him, so then you are part of me goes, because it's shogeg karv lemezid. Where it says, even in the case, however, of the guy with the wall, he should have been more careful. He should realize, I'm tossing the stones into Shusar Abim, or the wall's falling down into Shusar Abim, it certainly could hurt somebody. So the Gemara says, no, the reason why it's not a shogeg karv lemezid is because of Sosa Belila. He's doing this at nighttime when there aren't going to be a lot of people walking over there. Mor says, Balaila Nami, Iboy Leyune. At night, he should also have to go and be careful. The Otsai Mefarshia Talmud brings down because people walk there even at night. Why would you think that nobody's walking there at night? It's Rishus HaRabim. So therefore, he should have been more careful. So it is a Shogi Karv LeMezid. So Gemara says, no, Besos Res Koslo Bayom Liashba. No, we're dealing over here when we're saying that he's taking down his wall and he's throwing the stones into an ashba. He's throwing them into the garbage dump. And therefore, there aren't normally people walking in the garbage dump. So Gemara says, what are we talking about? What type of a garbage dump are we talking about over here? Hi, Ashba Echidami. If you're telling me, Idishchichei Rabin, if there are people going in this garbage dump, so then this is almost Mezid. Mezid who? If he's tossing stuff in there, and there are people that are definitely going over there, they're using this as a bathroom, they're using this as a place to relieve themselves, so that this is essentially a case of Mezid. And if you tell me, and if there aren't normally people over there, this is a garbage dump. Who's walking in the garbage dump? Who's relieving themselves in a garbage dump? So then, honestly, then it's not only not a shogeg, it's an ones. It's not going to be chayiv. So someone says, Amar Rapapa, Rapapa tells us, Lo Tzricha, we need this case over here. Ela bi ashba hasuya liponus balayla. This is a garbage dump that, yes, at nighttime it was used as a bathroom. It's a private place that people could use it as a bathroom. The eno asuya liponus balayla, but they don't use it during the daytime. In summer, it's visible, and it's not a place where people would relieve themselves during the daytime. However, but even in the daytime, sometimes people who are desperate will go and use this as a bathroom. And therefore, mezid lohavi, it's not considered an act of mezid because there certainly is no guarantee that there are people over there. It certainly is not that people are there all the time during the day, so if you throw something there, you're amazing. No. You're not an ones, because ones nami lohavi, behold the ikka de mikrebiosa, because there are people that go there sometimes. So therefore, this is a case of shogeg. And therefore, that is why in this brisa, it is not shogeg karv lemezid, but it is a regular case of shogeg, and shogeg karv lemezid, so therefore, Yosef B'chanina would tell you that you are going to be potter. Because in that case, it's not good enough to go into galus. You need more than that because of shogeg karv lemezid. That's the first version that we have of Rav Yossi Rav Chanina. We'll actually have a second version and a third version. So the second version is as follows. Rav Papa says, Mishmei de Rabba. Rav Papa, in the name of Rabba, says, Masi la Reisha. He says that this statement of Yossi Rav Chanina goes on the Reisha. What do we mean by that? The following. It means, Hanichnas lechanuso shel nagar shelo rishus. It's talking about the case where the guy walks into the carpenter's store without permission, albeit the carpenter knows that he's there. And then, v'nitsa lo bikas v'tofalo upon him, and as the carpenter continues to chop, a piece of wood flies off and never hits the guy in the face, and then, umeis, if he dies, then we're dealing with a case of galus. If he doesn't die, then we're only dealing with the cases of the arba nizikin. So here, potter. The din is that you're potter. And on that, Omar of Yosef Rechanina, when we mean that you're potter, it means you're potter migolus. However, chayav be'arba dvarim or potter migolus. That you would be potter from galus in this situation, which we'll explain why in a moment. But you would be chayav for the arba dvarim. For nezek, tzar, ripui, and shevis. Again, not boshes. So the arba dvarim over here means nezek plus the other three, but not the fourth one, not boshes, because it wasn't intentional. So that's what Yosef Rechanina said. It goes on the resha. Now, the first version that we had, it was going on the Sefer, where he had Rishus to be there. Here it's going on a situation where he didn't have Rishus to be there, albeit the Nagar was aware that he was there. If the Nagar wasn't aware that he was there, then it's onus. And in a case of onus, everybody would agree that you certainly wouldn't go into Golus, because it's only Hahori B'Shkaga, but not Hahori B'Onus. Now, in the second version, it goes on the Reish of the Brisa. In the first version, it went on the Sefer of the Brisa. Ma demasi lo Sefer, according to the first version that we had, that it was going on the Sefer of the Brisa, where he had Rishus to be there, so certainly in that situation, if you're potter from Golus, but you're chayav be'arba dvarim, so certainly in the Reisha, Koshekein Reisha, when he had no permission to be there, you're certainly still going to be potter from Golus, but Ademud Liolim, you're going to be chayav for the arba dvarim. However, Uman Damasi La Reisha, but the second version that said it only goes on the Reisha, which is dealing with a case where he didn't have permission to be there, so maybe only in that situation would you say that you're potter from Golus and you're chayav the arba dvarim. Aval Aseifa, Kivin the Birshus, since the guy had permission to be there, in this situation, maybe he would say that you would be chayav Golus. Okay, so depending on how you learn, Rav Yosef Chanina, going on the Reisha, the Seifa, if you're going on the Seifa, it certainly means it's going on the Reisha as well. But if you go on the Reisha, Lav Dafka, does it mean it goes on the Seifa? Maybe in the Seifa, you would be Chayiv Golos. Okay. Now, the Gemara questions and says, Umi Chayiv Golos? Really, would you say that the Nagar over here is Chayiv Golos when the guy entered there with permission? Vatanya, Hanichnas L'chanuso Shal Napach. We have another Brisa that says, if you go inside a blacksmith, a Napach is a person who uses a bellows. So the blacksmith has to use the bellows for his fire, and he heats up the fire, and then he goes and does whatever blacksmith does in terms of changing the metal, the nitsa nitzotzos, and as he's chopping on his anvil, so some sparks come flying off, the tofchalo upon him, and they go hit the guy who's in that area, and they hit him in the face, the base, and he dies. So in this situation, we do not hold the blacksmith, the napach, to be chayev. He's going to be potter from golus. And va'afilu nichnas mishus, not only if he went in there without rishus, but even if he went in there with rishus, he would be potter. So how can you tell me, in the case where he entered with rishus, that you would be chayev? Here you see that even if he entered with rishus, he's potter. So here we have the sefer of the first part with the carpenter seeming to disagree with the case of the navcha. So the Gemara says, "Hachmai askinan b'shuyah the navcha." Here we're dealing with the person that was in the blacksmith area, was his apprentice. He was the assistant, the shuyah of the navcha, and therefore his case is different. And that's why you're potter in that situation. The Gemara says, "Why shuyah the navcha lemikta lokai? What, the blacksmith's assistant, his apprentice, is allowed to be killed? Chas shalom. So why should the din be different for him than for somebody else?" So Gemara says, because kishirabo misahebo lotzei svein yotzei, because the blacksmith said, "Hey, get out of here, I don't want you to be here," and the apprentice said, "No, I want to stay here, I want to watch what you're doing." No, in that situation, mishum the rabo misahebo lotzei lemikta lekoi. So because the guy's an auction and he doesn't want to leave, so that gives you the right to just keep on chopping away on your anvil and having sparks fly off and rachman al-san to kill the guy. So Gemara says, no, kisavri yotzei, because the blacksmith thought, well, he told the guy to leave, and the guy left. Mistami, he left. So he didn't notice that he was still there. And therefore, that's why he's potter. Gemara says, Ihachi achir nami. So then why did it make a difference whether it's an apprentice or somebody else? He told the guy to leave, and he just assumed that he left. So what difference does it make whether it was the apprentice who he thought left, or was another person who he thought left? And we turn to Lama Gimel, Lama Aleph, for the answer. So Gemara says, Acher, another person, Lesli aims to the rabbi, another person doesn't have the aima of the master upon him. He's just a person walking into the store. So listen, the guy tells me to leave. I don't have to leave if I don't want to. So in regards to another person, he shouldn't have assumed that the guy left. But the blacksmith has the right to assume that his apprentice is going to listen to him. Aim so derabe. The apprentice is scared of his master. And therefore, ha'isle aim so derabe. So he has to assume that for the apprentice that the guy really left when he told him to leave, when she can't make the same assumption when it was somebody else. That's why B'dafka was talking about the apprentice. So this is the second way that we learn out the statement of Rav Yossi bar Chanina. And now we have a third way to learn Rav Yossi bar Chanina. We'll go a little bit further. I know that it's already a little bit late in the Shia, but let's go a little bit further. Let's finish off the third vision of Rav Yossi bar Chanina. Rav Zvid mishmei de Rava masli laha. Rav Zvid said the name of Rava the following way to learn it. It says, umatsa, that if you find somebody and kill them, prat lemamsi es atzmo, as opposed to somebody else who caused this death to occur. So when you accidentally kill somebody in a downward motion, so then you go into Ari Mikla. But if you're doing something in a downward motion and then somebody else goes there after you've already done your downward motion, so then the other person is held liable. Mikan, Amar Rabbi Elezer ben Yaakov, Misha Yotze Evi Mitachas Yado. Somebody throws a rock, and then after the rock is already thrown, then somebody stuck his head out the window and the rock hits him. In that situation, you're potter from going into golus, because at the time that you threw it, the guy wasn't there. It has to be umatsa. It hits the guy that's there, as opposed to somebody who appeared afterwards. Prat lemamsi esatzmo. And Amar Yosef Chanina, Yosef Chanina said about that, potter be golus. You're potter be golus in that situation because Motza prat lemamsi. However, you're still chayev beyond bar advarim because other mood liolim, so you're going to be chayev in nezek, tzai, ripoy, and sheves. And as we said many times already, boshes has to be intentional. You didn't intend to embarrass the guy, so therefore you're potter for the boshes. But you're chayev for the arba advarim, the nezek, tzai, ripoy, and sheves. Now, man demas le'aha, this last version of Rav Yosef Chanina, koshiket ha'maisa. In this situation, if he says you're potter from golus and chayev in the arba dvarim, so certainly in cases 1 and 2 that we had already, he would agree. Uman demas le'aha kamaisa. But those that learned it in regards to the first brisa, in regards to the nagar, so to say, it only applies in that situation. Aval baha potter legarmi. Here you would be potter entirely, even, not only from Golas, but even from the Arba Dvarim. Now, how come that's so? Aren't you normally saying, all the Mu'ud Li'olam? So Rashi seems to say, in the case of the Nagar, you had a chance, Iboyele Li'yune, you had a chance to go and look. Here, there was no reason for you to go look. There was nobody there. You did look. And therefore, in this situation, you would either be potter for everything, all the Arba Dvarim, or some say you would be potter just from the Tzar Ripu in Sheves, but you still would be chayev for Nezik, because Adimu Liolim, that's a separate machlokis. But certainly you wouldn't be chayev for the Arba Dvarim over here, because you really didn't have an opportunity to go look. You looked and nothing was there. So therefore, in this case, you'll be potter. So these are the three versions that we have of Rav Yossi Bar Chanina. This is a good breakpoint into two dots, and Mitzvah Shem will pick this up tomorrow. In Mitzvah Shem, all of Klai Yisrael should have a good, safe day.